Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Adam Burke from River Action, here to talk about the history of the Quad Cities, and today, Dred Scott. Mr. Scott was born in Virginia and died in St. Louis, Missouri. You may know the story of Dred and Harriet's legal battle. They filed a freedom suit that went to the Supreme Court, but the decision denied them their freedom and upheld the rights of slave owners. The famous case fanned the flames of disunion and Southern secession. Today I'll talk about the life of Dred Scott before he became a household name. In his time, Mr. Scott was no hero to blacks who sought their freedom. It took decades before his family's struggle for freedom was recognized. To file a freedom suit was nothing new in St. Louis. Dozens of slaves had been made free in Missouri. So even though it changed history, this was not a test case. To file a freedom suit meant going out on a limb. If you sued your owner, you could not go back to work for them. You could spend the entire time in jail unless a lawyer bonded you and paid your wage. And who would take your case? There was not much reward in seeking a slave's wage. But the Scotts had allies, including the Blow family in St. Louis. During one of their trials, their children, Eliza and Lizzie, were sent into hiding to protect them if the courts decided they could be sold or taken away. When it was over, the Supreme Court ruled that free blacks and slaves were not citizens and denied them the right to petition the court for freedom. The Missouri Compromise was nullified, and the U.S. was on its way to a civil war. The Blow family bought the Scotts and immediately freed them. Dred Scott became a household name, and abolitionists wanted him to tell his story on a tour. But Harriet, his wife of 20 years, would not hear it. She was afraid he'd be kidnapped, or worse, by pro-slavery forces. He lived for about 16 months as a free man, and ended his days working as a hotel porter and delivering laundry to help Harriet and support his family. Next week, I'll tell the story of the birth of the Scott's first daughter, Eliza.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.